moved him from the board as executive order required. Then Dr. Ratliff brought him back to the dais. Then the AB 318 was passed, and Assemblymember Dimely at the time insisted that they be removed because the legislation required it. So there's been a kind of a back and forth, and when I re-arrived, I quite frankly thought that they were in violation of the Brown Act. They were going into closed session, making decisions relative to termination and other closed session issues. And so I gently, as I did initially, removed them, and that was, it was controversial, but the majority of the board members, but one, have embraced that and understand the wisdom behind it. And I say the wisdom behind it, ACCJC recognizes but one board relative to an accredited institution, that's the El Camino Community College District. And so I have that knowledge, and I've shared it. I'm not hiding secrets here, that they recognize but one board. And so we're going to move the center under the El Camino Community College District, and then segue to that next important goal. And Dr. Curry is viewed by the community at large as their bright, shining star, and he is. And so I think they respect, obviously, and they trust him well in terms of his leadership. And under the circumstances, it's going remarkably well.
Member Davis Lyman.
Thank you for being here, because I remember you along the way. But I want to ask you, with a sense of good faith, how has the El Camino Board involved the Compton Board? Not in a formal way, but can you cite some examples that they have extended this sense of good faith to the Camino, Compton Board, the El Camino?
You know, I don't have, other than I know that Compton Community College District board members attend occasionally El Camino Community College District's board meeting. I know that occurs. Mm-hmm. I know that the president of the Compton Board, Trustee Davis, President Davis, communicates with board members over at the other district, El Camino. I know that occurs. I don't have any other specific where they've had workshops together. I don't think that has occurred, and in part, and this isn't a defense. It's an explanation. I think in part they don't want to confuse the process relative to what board is legally required to move the center to that accredited institution, and that we've heard often from ACCJC that the Compton Board has no authority relative to that process. And so in part, it's a very fine line that's being walked here. And it does, you know, the emotions are high and sensitive, but the only other option we had back one, day one, was to close the doors.
Right.
And that wasn't viable for that community.
Thank you.
Member Baca, last comment.
Yeah, just very briefly. You know, back when this was happening in real time, other trustee boards were approached,
right,
and very reluctant to do anything that would create the kind of situation which may deteriorate their own situation. So El Camino has to be commended for taking this on, although I think that there is an interest in moving along to a place where the Compton College District can regain accreditation through the process. But just commend El Camino Administration Board for taking this on, because it was quite a task and risk in doing so. So
yes, it was. Their own accreditation was at risk, actually, relative to their involvement. I appreciate, Member Baca, you referencing that. I was responsible as your trustee to do the RFP relative to the partnering district. And trust me, I was very aggressive about that. It was a very formal, written, comprehensive document that went out to every institution in the state. I networked. I went to conference rooms at community colleges with the presidents and the chancellors, begging them to respond. Not begging them to be the partner. I just wanted responses. I wanted to be able to be competitive. After that entire effort, and Chancellor Drummond did his networking as well, after that entire effort in the state of California, But one community college submitted a formal RFP, and that was El Camino Community College. Only one. You know, Peralta orally prior said they'd come down, and they were nearing sanctions themselves, and that wasn't going to happen. You can't partner if you're on sanctions or nearing sanctions. And so that, I appreciated their offer, but that wasn't going to happen. El Camino Community College District.
Member Baca, I second your comments, and as Tom knows, I was there too. So I remember that well. With that, thank you, Tom Henry, and thank you for the job that you're doing.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Okay. Okay, members, if there isn't any new business, and I'm seeing none, and Jerry is going to pass us out some information that I'd like to ask board members to take with them. Do not leave it here. It's for our closed session meeting tomorrow morning at 8:30.
And just for the record, the board will be adjourning to a closed session tomorrow morning on Chancellor's performance review. That's for the record.
Right. And let me. Okay. I've got a disclaimer here. Board members can leave their stuff here. However, the Senate is not responsible for any of the items or what happens to them.
Do you have more of these?
So leave them here at you. Leave them here at your.
I need a copy of Henry's. I couldn't
discretion.
That off.
Hold on one moment, please. And Jerry.
I didn't get one.
And Jerry.
But I didn't get one. I've gone.
Could you tell us the dinner is at 5:30 at Sapporo, which is at 16th. Yeah, okay, so right around the corner from our
16th Ellen.
Our hotel. Yeah, right there. Chancellor Scott.
I was just wondering. It says public comments. I didn't know whether anybody wanted to make.
We didn't have any. No requests.
No
requests.
I didn't want somebody out there.
Okay, we are adjourned until 8:30 tomorrow.
Injury.